growing up, I used to love to watch the Mouseketeers. How they do it, and I know some of you are too young. And every day when my sister and I, we'd get in school, I'd come home from school, rather, we'd sit down to watch television, to watch the Mouseketeers. And the first thing they had on there was a commercial of Campbell's soup. And see, I come from a long line of poor folk. I'm gonna need a little room now. I'm gonna need a shout. And every time I'd sit down there, hello, in front of them, the first thing I heard them say was, mm-mm, good. And boy, all I had was that big old fat biscuit that mom had cooked. They said, mm-mm, good. Michael? That's what Campbell's soup tastes like. Good. Well, I ran in the kitchen. I said, Mama, fix us some of that. Fix us some of that. Mama did the best she could, but it didn't look like that. I saw another time. Men and rushed in, turned the TV on. It was in black and white, but it still looked good. Mm-hmm, good. My God, my God. I couldn't move then, honey. Mm-hmm, good. Come on, y'all, stay with me now, music. You playing? That's what Campbell's soup tastes like. Speaking in other tongues. Maybe every now and then some of the mothers would rock a little bit. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. Stay with me. Stay with me. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed because John was dancing all around the church. Good God Almighty. The deacon dragged him and shut him down. He jumped back up. tried to hold his legs, his hands were gone. When the time I had to loose, the feet were gone. The deacon said, we gotta call a meeting on that man. Doesn't John know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going, we're going, we're going. We got to go to John's house, y'all. Well, when they got out there, they found this old, decrepit, feeble in his body, 86-year-old man, out in the field, plowing. Out in the field, they drove up all of the deacons. They jumped out of their fine cars, walked over to this old man. John looked around and said, "Home, you." Walked back to them and said, "I know why you come out here. You come out here and tell me that I dance too much. You've come out here and tell me that I praise the Lord too much. But what you don't know is the Lord been good to me. The Lord been good. Has he been good to you? Has he been good to you?" Can the church say yeah? Can the church say yeah? Will you wave your hand? Tell God yes. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Whoa. John said, "I can't hold my peace." The chairman of the deacon board stepped out. "If you don't stop all of that dance, if you don't stop all of that speaking in tongues, we're gonna put you out of our church." John said, "Well, put me out. I cannot hold my peace." Did you see all of that land you just drove upon? God gave me all that land, but you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, "Look at my sons and my daughters. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. But you don't want me to shout in your church." He said, "Look at me. I'm 86 and a half years old, and I'm still able to harvest my own crop. I'm still able to walk down the habit on me. But you don't want me to dance in your church." He said, "But what you don't know, God healed me when I got sick. He opened doors, closed in my face. He brought me out. Yes, he did." As John began to talk about it, he got so happy. My God, the tomatoes were behind him. The bean plants were in front of him. He said, "Hold my mule. I'm going to shout right now." Hold my mule. Hold my mule. Hold my mule. Good God Almighty. That's the way I feel right now. Can I get somebody to help me sing? I want you to know how I feel right now. I feel like praising, praising him.